Voter apathy has been increasingly acknowledged as a problem in UK politics, with general trends reflecting a decline in political engagement. This disengagement is most obviously witnessed at European elections, where the turnout is significantly lower than at general elections. Dr. Toby James from the University of East Anglia says there are a number of reasons why turnout varies between different types of elections.
Usually people are more likely to vote if they think that this particular election is important. So generally people think that the general election is more important than, for example, European election or a local election. And they perhaps don't really know that much about the European Parliament and what effect it will have. There's also there an underlying disengagement, I think, with politics and the political process. People don't trust politicians, so that can make quite a significant difference.
He thinks there are several steps which could be taken to try and boost voter turnout.
But election day registration will make a difference. For example, allowing people to go along and register to vote actually on the polling day. On average, one in five people aren't actually registered to go and vote. So this would make a real difference. It can make it easier for people. Perhaps even consider weekend voting. Across Europe, in many other countries, citizens will be voting on a Sunday. And studies have shown turnout can be as much as 10 percentage points higher.
Andy Ems is a Democratic Services Manager at Norwich City Council. He says the council is involved in a number of projects to try and encourage people to vote.
Every autumn we get involved in Local Democracy Week, where we have a range of activities to promote democracy to mainly young people. Last year we did an innovative project with an organisation called C-Media, where basically we worked with young people to come up with ways of promoting elections and democracy to other young people. And they came up with a website called norwichcityvisions.com. And there's a series of videos on there of people explaining why they got involved in democracy. And they range from interesting, informative to very funny ones. So I encourage anybody to have a look at that. The council uses social media. We use Twitter, for example, to tell people about the fact that candidates are now available on the website if people would like to go and see who they are, and ensuring people register.
One section of the population that is least likely to visit the ballot box are those below the age of 30. I spoke to students at University of East Anglia to find out whether they'd be voting in the upcoming elections.
No, I don't, because I don't know what it is.
What's the European elections?
No, I'm not going to vote because I don't know much about it. And to be honest, it feels like a bit of a hassle to have to look up everything and all everything that's going on to be able to feel like I can do a well-informed vote.
I will be, because I think if you don't vote, then you're kind of relinquishing your right to complain about it. So I think you need to vote if you have the right to.
No, I don't feel that I actually know enough about all the different candidates and their policies to actually make an informed vote.
I don't think I will, because I don't know enough about it to vote.
I don't think I will either.
The general trends suggest people feel uninformed or just disinterested in the elections. Only time will tell if this is something that can be changed before polling day arrives.